Welcome to the Anxious Attachment Solution. I am your host, Life Coach Amberlynn. I teach women how to take back their brain from anxious attachment patterns with love and compassion. It is my mission to help every anxiously attached woman understand their brain, stop the anxious cycle, and finally feel confident and secure in who they are so they can live the life they want. I'm so glad you're here with me today. Hello and welcome back to the Anxious Attachment Solution. I am your host, Life Coach Amberlynn. I help women like me with anxious attachment calm their nervous system and rewire their brain to develop new habits using my secure method so that they can manage their mind and have the relationship and life they want. Today, we're going to talk about why you are not too much, the truth about anxious attachment. Before we begin, I want you to know if you feel like you are too much, you're not alone. And you are in the right place. I know how it feels to feel like you are too much. We feel too much, so we believe it. Too many emotions, too many needs, too much altogether. We have had people in our lives who, like us, are not completely healed or healthy in their relationship tell us, you are too needy, you are too clingy, you are fill in the blank. So you think you are too much because society and your brain has constantly told you that you are too much. You're too needy. You want slash need too much. You need to communicate too much. You need too much transparency. You need too much emotionally, mentally, and you need too much reassurance. You feel like you're too much because you have a lot of experiences that tell you that you are. And if we're honest with ourselves, living with an unhealed, unmanaged anxious attachment, we also feel too much on the inside. So this is easy for us to believe. We believe these thoughts that society and other people have told us because we feel it inside. It feels like a lot to us. When our anxious attachment is triggered, we feel crazy. We feel too much. We feel overwhelmed. So because we haven't learned enough about our anxious attachment triggers, we haven't learned how to calm it down, process our emotions, and choose how we want to react, we show up in ways we don't want to, and we tell ourselves we are too much. We think and believe that our emotions are too much because we haven't been able to handle them. So why should other people? Our ups and downs are too much, even for us. So we think we are too much, and we think other people think the same thing about us. Then we turn inward and we tell ourselves over and over and over again that we are too much. A thought that we think over and over again turns into a belief. So now we have a belief that we are too much. Now when we talk, when we take this belief into life, into dating, into our career, into friendships, or anywhere, we now have lots of feelings of doubt, insecurity, and major fear. Because when we have the thought, I feel too much, how does it make you feel? When we have the belief that we are too much, it creates negative emotions in our body. When we feel negative emotions in our body about ourselves, it changes the way we show up in life and in our relationships. Our thoughts create our feelings. Our feelings drive us to take certain actions or to not take certain actions. Thus, our thoughts and self-beliefs we have create our response in the world, to the world, and it creates our results that we have. It creates our current world and the return that we get in this world. When we show up with the belief or the thought that we're too much, do we ever truly feel comfortable or confident to show up as ourselves? Do we ever feel safe enough or secure enough to trust ourselves? To trust our desires or our wants or our needs? The simple answer is no. No, we don't. When we feel like we are too much, we overcompensate with people-pleasing, dimming down, shutting down, not being our true selves, or we go the complete opposite and we become defensive, reactive. We explode because we have not learned how to process our emotions and state our needs because we feel like we need, quote, too much. This affects every area of our lives, whether you recognize it or not. When you feel like you are too much, somehow you simultaneously believe you are not enough of the good stuff, leaving you wishing you were someone else. Therefore, now you don't like yourself. You see the downward inner self spiral that has been developed. It leads you to feeling like you don't deserve other things in your life or your relationship, creating low self-esteem, creating low self-confidence and low self-trusting results in a lot of self-doubt and overthinking. I know the fear that comes from believing you are too much and not enough. It leads to other self-sabotaging beliefs like you will never find somebody who loves you for who you are. Once they realize you're too much, it will be over. Feeling like you are too much and not enough simultaneously is exactly what it feels like inside the mind and body of an anxiously attached person. It is a constant inner battle between feeling like you're too much of the not so great things and not enough of the good / secure things. I know the constant hum of an undercurrent of fear and anxiety of being found out that you're too much. When dating, trying to get to know somebody, when in relationships, that just whispers and sometimes screams, don't get too comfortable. Don't ease up on yourself because remember, you're too much. ... They're going to leave. Creating so much internal pressure for ourselves and so much anxiety that never lets us just be present, never lets you feel loved, never lets you believe for a second that you are good enough. So we have thoughts that feed these beliefs and leave us feeling unlovable, insecure, and hella anxious. So when we think we are too much, we feel fear of abandonment. When we live our life with the belief we are too much, we are too emotional, we believe we're not rational enough. We believe we're too needy. We believe we're not confident enough. When we believe we are too reactive, it means that we have judgment about ourselves. It also means we feel like we are not enough. We are not confident enough. We are not secure enough. We are not calm enough, patient enough. Well, I'm here to tell you that this is normal for an unmanaged anxious attachment mind. This is normal. You are not alone. You're in the right place, I promise you. I'm also here to tell you that you can change this. You have the power to rewire these thoughts and change your beliefs about yourself, about your lovability, about your future. You do not have to continue to believe these thoughts. You do not have to continue to believe the thoughts of that ex, that thoughts of a former friend, that parent. You get to be in control of you and your future. Because here is the truth. You're not too much. You are not your anxious attachment. You are not these thoughts that create low self-esteem. The truth is, you are just a human with an unmanaged, unsoothed, anxious attachment cycle. A human with anxious attachment that has developed self-beliefs that need to be changed. You can learn how to manage your anxious attachment triggers. You can learn how to question these insecurities and these self-doubts, no matter how long you've had them. Did you hear that? No matter how long you've had them, you get to decide today that you're going to change them, that you are no longer going to believe your brain and the stories that it has told you about you being too much. You get to decide today that you are not too much. You get to decide this is a myth. All you have ever needed to do is learn how to manage your anxious attachment. And you're doing that work now. You're listening to this podcast. You're doing the work. You are not your anxious attachment. The habits that you have developed are not your personality traits. You are able to rewire the things that are no longer serving you. You can learn how to soothe your anxious attachment once you're triggered. You can learn your triggers. you can learn to become aware of the thoughts that happen once you are triggered. You get to become aware of how these things and how these thoughts create your feelings and how the feelings they create decide for you the actions you are currently taking. And this is where you get to rewire your response. Awareness to secure using my secure method. Once you have learned how to soothe your nervous system once it's triggered by your anxious attachment thoughts, you can create new self-beliefs. First, you have to recognize your own anxious attachment cycle. What happens? You have to first notice what situations trigger me to become overreactive, anxious, and trigger my anxious attachment thoughts. When these situations happen, what do I think? How do those thoughts make me feel? What do I do when I feel that way? What don't I do when I feel that way? How is it not serving me? With this thought I created, what results do you create in your life? Before you can change your self-beliefs, you have to see what your current thoughts are and your current beliefs. What do they look like for you, and how are they creating the results that you have? When your nervous system is triggered, what your brain and body needs is for you to comfort it. This is the power of the pause that you hear me talk about in multiple episodes of my podcast and in the future. Before you react, before you take any action when your anxious attachment is triggered, you need to pause and validate your emotion and your feelings. Remember, just because you're validating your current feelings does not mean the thoughts that your anxious attachment provided you are true. It just means that your brain thought some thoughts, and now you have to process and feel these emotions and comfort yourself. You have to learn how to ask yourself, what do I need right now to feel safe, to feel secure? Most often your brain just needs to know that when it gets triggered by your anxious attachment, that you will be kind to yourself, that you will not participate in the cycle of beating yourself up. You will be a safe place for all of your emotions. You will not participate in self-sabotaging thoughts. You will not indulge in self-doubt, and you will not be mean to yourself when these triggering events happen. Most often, when we are triggered, we then get mad at ourselves for being triggered. Then we try to resist reality, causing more pain and more suffering and more pressure inside of ourselves, when what we actually need to do is show ourselves and our nervous system grace and compassion. We need to soothe our feelings in the moment. We can use sentence frames and thoughts like, of course our brain is triggered by this event. It thinks we're too much. Of course our brain is triggered by this because of our brain. It thinks we're not good enough. Of course we're triggered because of XYZ. Now that I notice I'm triggered due to my anxious attachment and not the person or the circumstance, what can I do for myself to be seen, to feel valid, and be heard before I move on? So let's back up a little bit. One, before we can change our beliefs, we have to know our cycles. We have to learn how to interrupt our cycles, our triggering event, our anxious thoughts, overwhelmed feelings, pause, compassion, and grace. Two, be kind to yourself before you take any action, before you shut down, before your brain goes on a self-hate spiral. Stop and be kind to yourself. Talk back to your brain and say, no, I'm not going to be mean to myself right now. Three, once you have soothed your anxious attachment, you ask yourself, what thoughts am I thinking right now? How are they making me feel? Are these thoughts even true? Are these thoughts helping me to process my emotions? Are these thoughts helping me to be present? Are these thoughts helping me to feel good enough? Four, It is so important to know the thoughts your brain is thinking so that you can create new thoughts on purpose that create self-confidence and self-esteem, self-trust, and self-love. I teach the secure method to my clients, and this is where I really help them. Because oftentimes, unless you ask yourself questions, you may not even be aware of the thoughts your brain has on automatic. Now, let's get into creating a new self-belief. In order to create a new self-belief, you have to practice new thoughts on purpose. Practicing them throughout the day randomly to teach your brain how to think this new thought. Not just when your anxious attachment is triggered. You have to do this daily, hourly, multiple times a day. You're trying to rewire your brain. You're trying to build a muscle that has been used previously for something else. For me, I put up these thoughts on sticky notes on my mirror, on my computer, or I set random alarms on my phone with the title being the new thought I want to believe, so that my brain gets practice thinking these new thoughts. Amber, how do I create these new thoughts? I use the method I was taught by my coach. My coach and mentor, Cara Lowenthal, calls it a thought ladder. We currently have a thought that we know is not helping us to get the results that we want, so we practice on purpose new thoughts to get our desired, our like ultimate goal thought. For us, a secure thought. We do a thought ladder. Picture a ladder, and at the bottom rung that's closest to the floor is our current anxious thought, and at the top of the rung is our desired thought or our secure thought. So our bottom rung anxious thought is, I'm too much, I'm not enough, both stemming from insecurity of not being enough of the right thing. My secure thought that I want to think and believe is, I am enough. I'm worthy. Since my brain can't believe that yet, I have to start with in-between thoughts to get me there. I'm not too much for some people. Or these are the thoughts that I could practice thinking until I'm ready to believe my goal thought. I'm not too much for my people. I am not enough. I am enough for my people, my person. See, my brain still wants to jump in and have its own opinion. Some people will love me and like me for who I am right now. Some people don't think I'm too much. Some people are loved for who they are. Some people stay with people who love them for who they are. There is evidence that people with anxious attachment can fall in love and have healthy relationships. I have anxious attachment and I am enough. I have anxious attachment and I am safe to feel my feelings and I am enough. When creating a practice secure thought, ask yourself, do you believe this yet? Even just a little is enough. But if the answer is no, then keep digging. You have to find a thought that your brain believes even just a little so that you can practice it more until you do believe it. As your brain believes these new thoughts, you choose another thought to practice. And slowly, over time, you develop new self-concepts, new self-beliefs, which create new feelings. When you choose a secure thought, ask yourself, how does this thought make me feel? What actions will I take if I feel this way? What won't I be doing if I feel this way? And see, does this thought align with who I am becoming and who I want to be? The key thing here is to practice these secure, high value, high self-esteem, high concept thoughts on purpose, regularly every day, so that when your brain says the other thoughts back to you, which it will, because it has been saying these negative talk thoughts for decades, you'll recognize those though, and you'll call it out and be like, no, I'm not thinking that anymore. We're not believing that anymore. You will recognize how this is what my brain does when it's triggered. It doesn't mean these thoughts are true about me. This is just what my anxious attachment pattern is. So I'm going to talk back to my brain and tell it, nope, we're not doing that anymore. We don't talk to ourselves that way. We know we are not too much. We know our anxious attachment is triggered, and we know we are enough. Our anxious attachment is just triggered right now and has a lot to tell us about how this is our fault. But it isn't. This is just a result of a nervous system that is dysregulated. So let's take a moment and regulate it. Let's do our thought work to manage our mind and remind ourselves that we are safe, we can handle our emotions, we can feel good enough and be triggered. We can feel too much and know that it is not real. Our dysregulated nervous system is too much right now, so we're going to take action to calm it. Just because my nervous system is too much right now doesn't mean that I am too much. That is it. That is all. It, in fact, is not the end of the world, even though our brain is telling us this. We are okay. We are safe. We are just overwhelmed by our own anxious thoughts and our own nervous system. I always like to say, for a caveat and just a reminder, this will look different for people who have been in and experienced abusive relationships. And I always recommend therapy and coaching for people who have experienced abuse or other traumatic events, because your brain and nervous system may need more to believe and more to know you're actually safe. Also, if you're not physically and emotionally safe in your relationship, do not use thought work or my podcast to gaslight yourself into staying in unsafe and harmful situations. Thought work is a tool used to manage your mind, but not to gaslight yourself from actual harmful situations. So please seek a licensed therapist in your area if you find yourself in unsafe situations. This podcast is created for all anxiously attached people. However, the level of help needed is different for people who have experienced trauma or abuse. I just really want you to know that. I don't want you to be using these tools as a way to gaslight yourself into staying in and learning how to tolerate unsafe situations. For anxiously attached people who are ready to do this work, I teach them my secure method. I teach my clients how to recognize their anxious thoughts, their anxious attachment cycle, and how to use thought work to manage their anxious attachment. I work individually with my clients on creating new thoughts to practice. It is easier to help people create new thoughts to practice when I actually know what their underlying thoughts are. Doing this as a podcast, I have to guess what thoughts you may be thinking and then guess what new thoughts would help you. So I am hopeful that you have been doing this work alongside of me long enough to find your thoughts or self-beliefs and are able to create new thoughts to practice. But if you can't and you're stuck, email me at amberlynn@takingbackherbrain.com. Email me the thoughts that you have and the thoughts you want help changing it too, and I will provide you with a thought ladder. Or schedule a free consultation call with me. You do not have to do this work alone. Come join my 12-week coaching program where I can help you stop your anxious attachment cycle, create new habits and new self-belief so that you can finally have the self-confidence and self-esteem that you deserve. Remember, you are not too much. Email me at amberlynn@takingbackherbrain.com to set up your free 1-hour consultation. Let's get started. I will see you guys next week. Thank you for joining me today. You are going to want my free guide on how to calm your anxious attachment. So head over to my Instagram, Taking Back Her Brain, and grab it. If this podcast resonated with you, I would really appreciate if you would rate and share it. If you have any questions or want to know more about how to work with me, I would love to hear from you. You can email me at amberlynn@takingbackherbrain.com. Can't wait to hear from you.